It's the Squizzy Show. We just set the mic up and we go. What's this episode about, man? We don't even know. And maybe we just might have some topics to say, but chances are that's a no, we'll do the show anyway.
We begin this story back in 2003, where a hardcore nerd meets a geek named Jeez. They played and played TSC till they got bored and got busy on the internet making a show called Squizzy.
It's Squizzy, S-Q-N the Izzy, recording it down straight from me, that Izzy.
Cause it's our show. No one really knows what it's about. They scream and they rave and sometimes shout. They seem racist and they're sometimes loud, but they make you laugh till you cover your mouth.
Izzy coming at you like a dog with rabies. Attacks the nearest girl and gives you some babies. SQ hasn't quite gotten it down with the ladies, but he would do anything just to give us ratings.
Cause they're witty and they're funny and they never really seem to need any sort of fan support, you see. Because the show is just about their lives and the average everyday things that happen to you.
And me.
Hey Gene.
Hey man, what's up?
Do you like our show?
I listen to it all the day.
I love the show.
It's so
amazing.
Good.
It's
so
amazing.
Great.
I can't. If I had nothing to listen to, I would listen to the Squizzy Show
all
day.
I listen to it when I'm in the shower, when I'm making dinner, every single waking
Squizzy
moment.
Show. What do you need to know about the show? Well, they're racist and complacent about some things that make you cringe. They sometimes laugh when they pass wind, but it's all in fun. They don't mean it.
And all of you give your props to Hacker Media. It costs us a little, but it's free to you.
So sit back and enjoy the show, because
here
we go. Comments,
bitches.
Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Yeah. I like the Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. This is our show.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
We like a show. This is the show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy
Go. Wow. Wow.
That was Squizzy. Come on, Squizzy. You too crazy. Don't you wish you had a song like this?
Squizzy Radio episode 23. I'm Gene Isaiah. Here with me, as always, in the studio, Isaiah.
Hey, Gene. It's Izzy here for episode 23 of the Squizzy Show. More than likely, last episode of the month. Why would this be? Because exactly half of our month's bandwidth is gone after the last episode released, thanks to over 1,600 downloads.
And 1,600 downloads, yeah, it's a good number. I like it.
It's clean.
I think that's certainly more than just, you know...
1,200.
It is more than 1,200.
100.
It's a lot more than 100.
Definitely, and
it's like 16 of those.
Not only that, but I think it's the first show in Squizzy history that people have listened to our begging for comments and forum posts and emails. I don't know what was different about it, but we had multiple. New forum posts, a lot of commenting, lots of good stuff. Right at the beginning of the show...
Very early this time.
We have the Squizzy phone call. I'm not going to pick that one up.
Pretty sure it's Adam.
That's fine. Just going to skip over that. Anyway, since we have new listeners, I think we ought to do a small recap. Because they've already expressed they're not going to listen.
I don't want to do a recap. If we're doing a recap, you're doing it.
Okay. Well, just a brief.
Right. I'll make sure that it's accurate, that you don't add anything.
We've been doing this for over a year. Uh-huh. I always get phone calls during the show, except for the last couple shows, because I lost my job. during the majority of the show, I worked at GameStop, so if I make GameStop references, it's because I worked there for 4 years. Gene has never worked.
Right.
Gene used to be the laziest of our friends before I became even more lazy than him. Well, maybe. We're still working.
We're really even
pretty
right
even,
now.
Yeah. Both smooching off our parents.
Yeah.
There's a lot of racist comments that happen during the show, so we'll give you a warning right now. Sometimes they're swearing, and Squizzy has been officially dubbed by a website other than our own NFSW, or Not Safe for Work. So that's it. That's a recap.
That was the worst, pretty much the worst, the worst recap ever.
That was the worst person hitting themselves in the elbow I've ever seen too, Gene. I'm impressed with that, and I like that you did it.
I hit my elbow on the back of my chair as I was fidgeting, and I hit directly in that spot where it makes your arm all tingly.
Funny bone.
Yeah. Hate
Not
it.
Not so funny.
The least funny of the bones.
We have some topics we're going to talk about today, which is...
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we? Why is that? Is it because you guys really came through on the forum post for us, and maybe... You are actually worth the bull crap?
Yeah. See, normally, well, always, not just normally, but always, we don't have topics. Me and Gene get on, and we just talk about stuff, and people really enjoy it. But this time, we're gonna do some of that. We're going to do the usual Squizzy. But we also have a lot of topics to cover for you, our amazing... listeners.
1,600 of you.
Yeah, all across the world.
I can't even believe that right now my voice will reach 1,600 people.
Yeah,
that's
Australia,
that's
friggin' China, Korea, everywhere.
Japan,
there's a few from Japan, everywhere. People all across the world love Squizzy Radio, and we love it too.
If you are from an exotic location, and you would like to take a picture of that location with... Squizzy Media written somewhere, please, by all means.
I would love that.
Show us where you're living.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be so awesome if you put that in your forum post, just a picture of you somewhere with Squizzy Media written somewhere.
Doesn't
on
matter.
Your body, on your naked breasts.
Naked breasts are good.
Style does it.
I don't see any reason why that would be a bad idea.
Alright. Or on your naked ass.
Not,
even if you're a guy.
Not your naked penis.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be funny.
Unless it was like tattooed or pierced or mutilated in some way. Internet worthy.
Okay. Alright. If it was tattooed on.
Feel free to do that. That's our next request. Pictures of our listeners. I would love to actually see the people who post and who listen to Squizzy Radio.
I wouldn't. That seems like a bad idea.
Could be.
Opening Pandora's box.
Terrifying.
In respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Might instantly kill ourselves.
Well, I guess, the first thing I want to talk about is... one of the earlier posts that we never just got around to was talking about urinal poop.
Oh.
Poop urinal. In urinals. Now, I've heard of this happening. I've had friends that have come across a freshly laid loaf in the pee place. Mm-hmm. And I may have actually encountered it once myself, but I can imagine it being something like when you pee... on the urinal poop, if you choose to pee in that urinal still, I would probably move somewhere else. Little...
As would we, most of us, I think.
Splatters and chunks of this poo that's probably been soaking there for a while would break off and splatter up.
It would splatter on you.
The pee in the urinals is already splattering on you. I don't care what you say. If you wear khakis... like I did at work.
It's clear.
It's clear. You can see little driblets everywhere. When you pee in a toilet or when you pee in a urinal, your urine is getting all over your face and your hands and the person next to you. It's happening. It's all... It's
especially the face.
Especially the face.
It's where most of it goes. No, no, you're right. I have a first-hand account of urinal poop.
Uro poo?
Uro. No, it's not uro poo.
Urine poo?
Urine poo.
Urine poo?
Urine poo.
Eat a urine poo.
Urine poo. Blah, 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 blah. No, yeah, it was in, I think, fourth or fifth grade. It was a school field trip. We were doing an overnight camping trip out to Austin to see the state capitol. We live in Texas, by the way. What are you doing? Oh. All right. And we stopped at a McDonald's, went into the bathroom. I had to pee. Mm-hmm. I had a biggie, mega, mix-sized, whatever.
Gotta pee after you have one of those.
Exactly.
No doubt.
Exactly. And, you know, I can get away with that kind of thing because I'm so naturally thin. And, you know, I went to the bathroom. Lo and behold, right in the urinal, you know, to be honest, it looked more like a loaf of bread than
It sat there soaking up the water.
It must have expanded, but there was a slug-like streak on the back of the urinal where it had clearly fallen down.
Somebody had pressed their butt up against the urinal.
Exactly.
And squeezed the poo out on the wall and let it dribble down the side.
Yeah. That's basically what I'm saying.
That's horrible. Now, did you pee on it?
No, I looked at it and I, you know, being at such a young age, I was probably 11. I was actually fairly mortified that a human being would do this. Why?
You hadn't been on the internet.
You
much
do
at
it.
That point.
I hadn't. That's true. But you know why? Why? There's
why
there's
would
a stall.
Vomit on the wall.
There's a stall, not 3 feet away.
Are you joking, man? It doesn't surprise me that people would poo in a urinal. The bathrooms that I've been in, especially on the way to Lubbock, I think episode 3 or 5, that we talk about me going to Lubbock.
What was that?
It's me stepping on something.
Oh, okay.
Episode 3 or 5, do we talk about the Indian dump I took in the woods?
I think it's episode 2 or 3.
Episode 3.
Might be episode 3.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's episode 4. You guys look for that one.
Yeah, yeah. Find episode 4 if you can. Because it doesn't exist.
It's there.
It's not there.
Just look for it. You'll find it. Come on. I designed the site. I hid it somewhere in
after
the site.
You formatted your computer.
The first one to find it
million,
gets a prize.
Million
gets a prize.
Dollars?
Million dollars.
All right.
I do have hidden things on the site, though.
Yeah.
Do you remember the... this is a side note to Isaiah, so don't listen. Do you remember what we did in the original Saint site when we had the hidden message?
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Uh-huh.
There's one there now.
Oh, cool.
So.
Anyway, so on the way from Lubbock, you catch the worst examples of public toiletry in the world. There's nowhere worse than on the road in between Dallas and Lubbock, Texas. I've seen explosions of poo on the wall behind the toilet, dried poo on the wall, dried poo on the back of the toilet, the kind of poo that looks like somebody shot it out of their asshole so fast that it slid up behind them, up the back of the toilet, up their back, and then landed on the water casing for the toilet. I've pee everywhere, in the trash can, on the walls, on the ceiling. It doesn't surprise me that someone would poo in a toilet like this, and the kind of poo that would be in a urinal. Did I ever tell you about the time I was in the lake, and
no.
I was swimming,
no,
and a steamy log floated by my head. There's a human feces. Someone had pulled down their pants in the lake and pooed in the lake,
and
there was a poo. I flipped out. Me and my sisters were there. We left. My whole family left after that. It should have. I mean, there's fish poo in the water, but you know, fish poo is nothing.
No, it's tiny.
Like,
you can't even see it.
It was a giant, like, I guess after poo soaks for a while and maybe has fish nibbling at it, there's little, like, tendrils, like, like arms and crap, like they've grown out of it and they're like swaying like algae. Oh,
it's disgusting.
Horrible, dude. I could have easily, it could have easily hit me in the face or when I was inhaling after it gotten in my mouth.
Oh God.
Man.
That would have been great though. That would have been a story.
I don't ever want to have a story about poop being in my mouth. I did make my little sister pick up a piece of dog poo with her bare hands one time, and then she threw up. Just as soon as she touched it, she instantly vomited.
that's strange. Strange. So, you know, we've had our dealings with urinal poop as a team. You know, I've had that. You had your, you know, your lake poo, which is different, but it's the same.
It's the same.
It's the same.
Poo in random places is all the same.
Right. That's what urinal poo really boils down to, is poop in a place where you don't expect it to be.
Yeah. Yeah, just random poo. I've actually, in downtown Dallas, there's some bums that sleep in the corners and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've seen poo on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Now, I always feel bad, because, you know, I have to go clubbing, by the way, pretty soon.
Oh, 18?
Yeah.
We can get into
Euphoria.
Europa.
Whatever.
Yeah, Club Europa.
That's a cool club.
It's the place. It's the hot spot.
I saw an ad for it.
You have to wear dress shoes.
I saw an ad for it though.
Yeah.
And
Europa.
It was two girls kissing.
What?
Yeah. So it was a printed ad.
Crazy.
So I'm excited about that.
Cool. All right. We'll go.
All right. Anyway. Moving on. Yeah. So yeah, that's what urine poop is. It's just pooping in an unexpected in a random place.
But
it does not include when poop does not flush in the toilet and you walk in on it later.
That happened to me today. This morning, I had a log so long. I'm not kidding. It was so long that it's supposed to, you know, the ideal way is for it, you know, the end of it to go in the hole and then it just slides right down. Well, this did the kind of timer clock spinny thing.
Okay.
You know, it's spinned horizontally and then tried to go through and only half of it got pulled through and the other part floated back out, had to flush twice. Not to mention that when it spins horizontally like that, it leaves little spinny poo streaks that you have to clean up, which I didn't. You know, you could see them in that toilet.
I didn't when I went and peed in it earlier. But what else happened to me? I'll tell you. Cause
you
last,
will tell me.
Last night, I was assaulted at my own house by five or six very tall people.
Hmm?
I didn't tell you this. I forgot.
Tall people.
Very tall basketball players. Not all black. Some
basketball players.
They came up to my door, and you know what they did? They asked me if I knew any cool places around here.
What?
Exactly. All right, here's the conversation. You know, they ring the door. I answer, hey. He's like, hey, we're from Tyler, which is a small town.
Right.
And we want to know what there is to do. We're basketball players. We're in town for some tournament or something. I don't remember.
Huh.
And I
really strange.
What to do?
Your neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
What are we going to do? You know, there's no nothing. And I said, I don't know. And they're like, oh. It's like, you should probably go to Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Go to Deep Elm or something. Then I closed the door.
Right.
Because I was afraid. All right? That's what it boiled down to. I was afraid.
I can't believe you opened the door.
Well, you know, I only saw one, and he was white. I figured that maybe...
You don't open the door in any event. If it's somebody I don't know, I will ask through the door, what do you want? If they don't say what they want, and I don't answer it. Because even if it's a white person, they can just have a gun and shoot you, because people do that.
People do that.
Gene, I'm ashamed.
Well, it was 10:30 at night.
It was at night?
It was at night.
And you opened the door.
I did.
You're insane.
I thought that it actually might have been... like food. Like my dad ordered pizza. So, and yeah, you know, I was afraid, but I wasn't, you know, really scared.
Did
but
you
I
stay
was
away
afraid.
From your window at that point?
No, I looked out to make sure that they left.
Okay. Man.
Strange.
That is weird.
It's weird. I never had that before.
Ugh.
Very, very odd.
Ugh. Crazy. Crazy times. So.
Kids today, you know, you can't even really trust them.
I'd say that about covers poo for the day.
Yeah.
Done enough. Poo talk. We generally have a poo segment, but this was a...
Sometimes. We haven't in a while.
Pre-planned poo segment. It's been a long time.
We really haven't in a while.
Long time. Another thing you have asked us, or suggested for us to cover, is school shootings. Kids that are so unmonitored by their parents, in my opinion, and so desperate for attention... and have been raised so poorly that they would take a gun, a real-life gun, to their school and shoot their friends and teachers.
Okay.
This is a very serious subject.
This is, first of all, this is very unsquizzy-like, so I don't want to linger on it too long.
Right.
But fact is that these kids hate the system. Mm. They hate the kids. They don't see the point. And their parents are working. It's basically what it boils down to.
And
they're typically being picked on.
I think they're pretty stupid, too.
They're exactly... They're basically exactly like us. Except
right.
They're psychotic.
That's because... Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
they don't play Counter-Strike.
Exactly.
Or they might.
But that...
It's not enough for them.
Right. Basically, these kids are exactly like everyone else. The only difference between them and you... And not you, but
right.
You, listener, yeah, you, you're the one in the shorts, is just that he doesn't have that one or two or three friends that he can talk to, and if he does, they're not real friends. He probably goes and he smokes weed with them every once in a while, and
yeah,
then...
they talk about how crappy life is, and they have blogs. All these kids have blogs.
I'm sure they do now.
Yeah.
Do now.
Even Columbine kids had blogs.
They had blogs?
Yeah.
Man, I never read them.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Crazy?
Stupid. They sound like every blog. They're like... I think these kids were the... standard form... Created the format of blogs today of people whining about how crappy their lives are and writing dark poems and talking every once in a while about how they want to kill themselves or kill
uh-huh.
somebody. Everyone does that now.
Uh-huh.
Everyone talks about how they want to kill themselves, and then there'll be 50 posts saying, don't kill yourself, life is amazing. And you go and read the person that posted his blog, and he's done the same thing. That's why I hate blogs. But what I'm trying to say is,
all right,
why don't these kids, with their high-powered weaponry, get in a far enough place away from the school that they can pick people off without getting caught?
That's true.
I mean, if you're going,
all right,
if you're gonna do it, don't just run and shoot everybody. You know, you're gonna get caught though.
All right, here's why
or
they don't
kill yourself.
Here's why they don't do it. A, it's because they don't have high-powered sniper rifles.
Okay.
B, those take training to fire. I mean, you can't just shoot them accurately.
Right.
There's adjusting and there's technical side.
Uh-huh.
And three, they're very emotionally based. If you shoot one person, you'd have to reload, you know, uncock it, reload, put another one in, aim again. These guys, they just want to hold down the trigger. They just want to get some Rambo in.
Because they have the power. They don't... They're guns. I can do whatever I want with
exactly.
a gun instantly.
Exactly.
I'll never personally be able to understand something like that, but either way, if you're going to do it, you should think it through, make a plan. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Come on, man.
No,
you got to do it.
I was going to say, if you're going to do it, you need to make sure...
Neither one of us are
in
high
least,
school.
Okay. at least do it in a way that's going to be helpful to your city or state. Because we all know that there's that certain ethnicity that's taking over the school, right?
Yeah.
And
I'm with you there.
It's a good way to...
I understand.
Good way to lower the ratio, you know? Because...
Yeah, no, I get it, man. I'm with you.
I didn't want to say that.
I'm with
that
you.
That might be going over the edge.
It wasn't going over the edge at all. We went over, man, dude, the edge.
We're like Wile E. Coyote, 20 feet out from
exactly.
the edge. Just haven't fallen yet.
In that moment of stillness.
Haven't looked down.
And we never will.
That's right.
Never will.
Look down.
Never look down. That's our motto with Squizzy. Oh, but yeah, you're definitely right. These topics that you guys have, they're not so good.
Well, they're topics, and, you know, we asked for them, so I say we cover them and see how the response is. See what people think, because there was a comment on hackermedia.net that said, "What is this Squizzy show about? You know, I've listened to the show, and they never talk about hacking or freaking or even computer games or anything in general." And there was a forum post like that, too. And I replied with, "We'll address this in our next show, noob." Because if you've been listening to the Squizzy show, you know that that's not what we're about.
Oh, man. All right. 3 minutes into the show, you should know what the show's about. Our intro song...
Intro song covers it all.
Exactly.
All of it.
There should be no questions left.
That's right.
Who are these people that cannot figure out the racist and complacent about the things that make you cringe?
Sometimes laugh when they pass wind.
All right.
But it's all in fun.
They don't mean it. All right. That's there. Yeah. There.
It's a Squizzy show. We just set the mic up and we go.
All right.
What's this episode about, man?
We don't even know that.
Listen
the
to the song.
I mean,
we spent a long, long time working on this song. We spent hours of our hard work trying to come up with lyrics that would explain the show to you so that we wouldn't have to answer this question. Yeah, we're on Hacker Media. We're on Hacker Media because we've been there from the beginning, and we play video games. We play them. This doesn't mean we have to talk about them or review them. If it's something we're excited about, we'll talk about it. But that's not what the Squizzy show is about. Just listen to the intro song. That's it. I'm done. Done talking about it.
I'm done too. Done too.
STDs. Now, we're going to make this short.
All right.
Because UT Crazy posted it.
Okay.
STDs.
Surprised that
sexually transmitted diseases happen when you have sex with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And when you have sex with your mom. All right.
Is that a good
topic?
That doesn't seem right. You have sex with your mom? Not my mom. UT Crazy's mom.
Yeah. UT Crazy. When he has sex with his mom,
okay.
Then he will get an STD.
So basically he's like, you know, what are these?
His
rash.
Yeah.
His bumps.
He wants us to cover it because he needs Squizzy's advice.
I see.
Yeah. I wanted to save him the embarrassment. I was trying to move on, but you had to bring it up.
Well, we usually don't do the love line thing.
Yeah.
We usually don't, but
that's what Geek Love Radio's for.
In UT Crazy's case, you know,
all right.
He's a good enough of a friend for us to where that we should.
He's always been there for us.
Listen, here's what you do. Okay. All right, just go ahead and go to your family doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll ask you to whip it out. It's not so bad. And I've read things. And then he'll give you some penicillin. I mean, basically that's what happens, right?
Right. Well, my advice is to be straightforward with the doctor when you go there, UT Crazy, host of Nextbox Radio. By the way, they were kind of rivals with us. Not rivals, but they were stupid, so we made fun of them a lot.
They were never on par to
right.
be rival.
So this is why we talk about him. But what you do is you go to the doctor... And you have to do this. You go, and you're straightforward. You say, "I had sex with my mother. And now there's this oil on the end of my penis.
Yeah.
And the doctor will look at you, he'll pull off his white glove, and he'll slap you in the face. Say, get the hell out of my office, UT crazy. And stop hosting that radio show that everyone hates.
Sounds right. Sounds right.
Whatever happened to T-Primex? Because he's what really brought Nextbox Radio together.
I don't know what happened to T-Primex.
I brought together, I mean, destroyed every time he opened his mouth.
In every possible way. I think he was cut. I don't know. Maybe he just hasn't been around. Maybe he hasn't been active. But it seems right. Like, you know, UT Crazy's been doing his own thing, which is great because, you know...
Everyone hates him.
Half the crap is better than twice the crap. So I'm for it.
All right.
Keep it up.
Keep it up, UT. Without T, Primex. Man, so... How many of you listeners have watched this show, The Packet Sniffers? It's thepacketsniffers.org. It is awesome. I love this show almost more than Pure Pwnage, maybe more. I like it more than Pure Pwnage. I love the show.
All right. Granted, I haven't really seen too much of The Packet Sniffers. I watched the first episode. It's okay. It's okay.
Love it.
It doesn't compare with Pure Pwnage at all in any respect. Pure Pwnage is pure hilarity. It should be called pure hilarity.
You know,
it's too funny. It's too funny. You can't argue it. You can't.
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
I wouldn't say it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
The guy to me.
Come on, man.
It's too put on.
The last episode where he.
I watched it. I watched the whole thing.
It's so funny. It's hilarious. And
it's pretty funny. And
the nurse is like, you know, why are you causing harm to yourself? And the guy's like, well, you can't attack yourself. I mean,
he's
I guess
talking about World of Warcraft.
I guess you could jump off a cliff or something, but why would you do that?
You know, it's funny.
It's funny.
I don't know. The guy is too put on in Pure Pwnage. He's too over the top. He's not like me. He's not like us, you know. It's not like anyone that
really
exists.
That's what makes it funny, though. It's funny. It's funny.
It is funny. It's a great show.
And FPS Doug is hilarious.
He's funny.
He does the boom headshot. Very funny. Mm-hmm. Go into any land
They're
center.
Very well read on Geek Talk and everything.
It's funny.
It's funny. To me, the Packet Sniffers, let me tell you something. The reason I like the Packet Sniffers...
One more thing on Pure Pwnage. The MMO girl is hilarious because it's true. Name any other game that girls play consistently. They always play MMOs. They always do it because girls play MMOs. Elise plays MMOs. She's never played another real PC game in her life.
Yeah.
MMOs.
Yeah.
MMO girls because it's so true and that's why the show is funny. That's why it's funny. Funny.
The reason I like Packet Sniffers so much, I don't know. I can relate to these guys. I've known people like them in real life. They're very astute. They're so geeky. I mean, they're amazingly geeky.
Now, geeky or nerdy? Be honest.
Both.
Okay.
They are both. Right. Because they're passionate about what they do.
Which makes them geeks.
Which makes them geeky. They're also smart about what they do, which makes them nerds.
I think smart... Well, I think the definition of a nerd is more... If they walked in to a club, would all the girls immediately identify them as computer nerds?
Have you seen the show? Have you seen the slick-backed guy? The guy with the slick-back hair?
It
looks like he's from Greece or something?
It was too long ago.
All right, well, I watched every episode twice.
I just want you to explain it for our listeners. I just want to paint the picture. Why do you always have to be so difficult? I think Pure Pwnage is funny. You don't think it's funny.
I have to explain why it's funny.
It's funny because it's true. You're on this package type of thing. You can't even explain
Gene.
It. That's all I want you to do is just explain it, so please.
Explain the nerdiness?
I just want you to tell me if they're really nerdy. That's all.
Yes, they are really nerdy.
And
the way they look is very nerdy.
That's all I wanted.
Well, then shut up now.
I am!
Like, talk. You can't talk with your mouth open.
Continue. I can talk with my mouth open.
Not if my cock's in it. How are you going to talk then? Yeah.
I can't.
So they do segments. They have a segmented show where they show you how to do cool things with computer-related stuff. And episode 4 was all about cars. They made the range of their keyless entry 10 times farther than normal by adding an antenna to... I mean, it's stuff I would never know how to do. He installed a laptop in his truck and put a webcam in the front under the fender, drilled a little hole for the thing so you could see.
That's cool.
And, like, record things that were happening. Like, if you got in a wreck or something, you just... And he... Not only that, but on most webcams, they have a little button on top that lets you snapshot a picture.
Uh-huh.
He found the area on the board in the camera that triggered this button and then routed that to a little switch on his steering wheel so he could take snapshots by hitting this button on his steering
wheel. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's awesome. And they always talk about Commodore 64s and, like, old school stuff, but they don't do enough shows. And I told them I was going to review their show because I love it so much, but 4 shows in, like, a year.
All right, but to their credit, they're, like, 20-minute shows. They're all video, and they're all very in-depth.
And they're all done in, like, one day. That's what I'm saying, you know, DOS men, Packet Sniffer guys,
whatever.
You're listening to a show. You obviously do these shows over a course of, like, maybe a week worth of filming and editing. And I want more. I need more because I like your show. Like, watching your show gives me that same kind of feeling like I get when I watch MST3K. It's just kind of like a nerdy thing that's cool to do. And I want more of it. And I think everyone needs to go to thepacketsniffers.org and watch the show. That's all I got on that.
Okay.
I'm done with my rant on it.
Not even sure what brought that up.
Because I like the show.
So you were just talking about it?
I was talking about it. I love it. I love the show. Okay. I don't know why.
I maybe I'll watch it, maybe I won't.
You need to watch it.
I'm not making any promises. It's not as funny as Pure Pwnage is.
It's not as funny. It's not meant to be as funny. Doesn't mean I can't like it more.
It was funny. If it was funny, I would probably enjoy it more.
All right.
But it's not.
But Pure Pwnage is also funny.
Yeah, you're fucking right it is. Bastard.
It's good.
Sorry, I had to get the rating. Had to get the rating. But, you know, you're right. And, you know, things are good. Things are fun. Things are good. Things are fun and good. Isaiah has whipped out Google as he does.
I'm not whipping out Google. He's going
to the forums. He wants to read a forum post. Yeah, we'll let him.
I'm not reading the forum post. I'm saying...
We'll let him.
That, people have been posting, and I would like to give a shout out to these people. Now, somebody talked. Data Express has posted, and he's talking about finding LAN parties around him. I don't really have anything to say about that because I don't know how you'd have a hard problem finding a place to LAN. They're everywhere.
It's not LAN centers. He's talking specifically about.
LAN parties?
Organized groups that get together and throw LAN party events for 50...
Like Lethal Gamers?
Not like Lethal Gamers.
What would Lethal Gamers be considered?
Lethal Gamers is a LAN tournament.
Okay.
More along the lines of a DFW frag, if you've heard of that.
Uh-huh.
Basically, at these LAN parties, there's no money.
Like a free QuakeCon?
No. It's, yes, sort of. You usually pay at the door.
So it's not free.
It's not free, but you don't win anything. Like,
okay.
You will not compete at these.
Well, they're probably competing.
Not really.
On a personal level.
On a personal level. They're usually, you go there, you eat pizza, you drink soda with 30 to 40 other people in a big room. And it's usually like $10, and someone hosts it. Sometimes they rent out a place, sometimes they don't. You know, that's what he's trying to find. It's not like he's trying to find LAN tournaments, which is where we go. Like the CPL and QuakeCon and Lethal Gamers and Ghetto LAN and places like that.
Okay.
So, I don't remember why we were talking about this.
Because a guy wanted to know where he could find LAN parties and if he should make a website based on finding and like a place where if you were having a LAN party you could post. I think there's already places like that.
Well, there's a giant place like that called LANparty.com or .org or...
It's LANparty.com.
.com. And it's like LANparty.com/the big list or big list or something like that. It's a giant area. It's run by GameSpy, so it's fairly popular.
Yeah.
But,
So that... I would tell him that no.
I would say... Yes.
Data Express, I don't think you need to.
I would say yes if you were running tournaments. Because there's really not a very good place to find local tournaments for specific games. With, you know, someone gets part of the pot and that's why a bunch of people come.
I would say only do it if you're going to make some money off of it. Or if it's something you really want to do and you're going to have fun doing. Squizzy makes no money. We do it because we have fun doing it.
Right.
I couldn't imagine programming a web page based on people hosting LAN parties. That it wouldn't be fun to do for free.
I don't see how it would be fun. But I think it would be successful if you did it differently from how GameSpy does it.
Everyone hates GameSpy.
Yeah, everyone does.
I used to like it back a long time ago when it was free. And then they got this membership thing and it's... No. What am I talking about? The other place that you go and you download all the...
File Planet. Which is owned by GameSpy.
Right. It didn't used to be owned by GameSpy. A while back, it was all free stuff.
Really?
They had all kinds of cool... It was like theunderdogs.org. Mm-hmm. It was a lot like that. It was all free. And then I remember logging on one day and they announced they were being bought by GameSpy and then it all went to shit.
GameSpy... I don't know. I don't like GameSpy Arcade.
Me neither.
I don't ever use it.
GameSpy is like this conglomerate that has just biased... I don't know what they are.
They tend to put a game website up for every game. They have to have a planet something or another.
Who uses... Like there's like Planet Halo and Planet for... Like Counter-Strike even, that finds the games for you.
It's stupid. There's like Planet Quake and...
You have to install a program that runs in your background and crap. Who wants to do that?
No one. It's all a giant, advertise. Someone's making money is what it is.
Yeah.
And I want some of it. So I'm going to figure out how to do that.
If we can get some of the money, then we will love it.
We will love games by then.
What if it's based on
GameSpy
is how much
gives
money,
us money
they give us to like them.
And for possible advertisers out there, the Squizzy listeners are our slaves.
They love our show.
They will do whatever we tell them to do.
89% of you have us bookmarked.
There you go.
Yeah. Bookmarked. That means that 89% of the 1,600 people that download our show every time have it bookmarked. So if you have a website of your own and you want Squizzy to talk good about your show,
you just give us money. And
any
we'll
amount,
do it.
Any amount of money, because
nothing under $150.
Squizzy needs a makeover, as far as the website. We need a good website. We need sounds incorporated, like, you know, during the show we're like Squizzy Radio.
Yeah. Well, the only credit that I'll give UT Crazy at all in the history of all the crap that he's ever put out, all the bad things, all the unlistenable episodes. He did buy some cool radio bumpers that, you know, they're cool. I'd like to get some for Squizzy.
Yeah, the radio bumpers are cool on UT Crazy Show, and I think, you know, we don't need them.
They'd be nice to have.
We could make our own. We're that creative.
They wouldn't sound as good,
yeah.
Clearly.
They have to have all these sounds in the back with the train going by and the thing exploding and then the techno music fading out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, but
I don't want to think about it.
We'd love to take volunteer work. Obviously, if you guys are web designers, you would like to make Squizzy a real site, a professional site, all coded where we just have to make posts and there's plenty of advertising space and maybe some crazy flash somewhere in the corner that makes things cool and you know.
This brings up something that I just wanted to briefly mention.
All right.
The reason we need somebody to do this for us is that me and Gene are insanely bad about doing anything outside of our show. There are actually, we talked about posting pictures of us getting drunk. There's about 100 pictures from the 4th of July in existence on our web space right now, but you just don't know how to get to it. I found it by chance. Gene told me they were there. And we keep going back and forth. I'm like, Gene, name the pictures. Find some way to display them so that people can click and look at them. He's, no, I don't want, just don't want to do it. And he's like, you do it. I don't want to do it. And then a couple days later, Gene, did you get those pictures up? No, did you? No. We just don't want to do these things.
All right. We are, we're lazy. We're lazy as proven by the about page. Still down. That was a forum. That was a forum post. Why? The about page has a 404. We know.
Yeah.
We know it has a 404. You know, it has a 404 because we haven't done it.
Yeah. Gene assigned it to me.
The one page that I wanted Isaiah to write. The one.
Just
haven't done it.
Haven't done it. And I will say that Gene does a good, okay job editing the site. He does nothing. When it comes to releasing an episode, he takes the previous code of the last episode and then changes the text on it and posts it, and generally doesn't even do much talking about what's in the show, as is prevalent in episode 22. Another Saturday passes and another Squizzy releases was the entirety of the post that there was a new Squizzy episode. I would like to see that change, but I know nothing of updating the website. Gene knows a little.
Yeah.
Combined, we know less than that. So, we need help.
If we'd really like something where, we can log in, post, people can post comments, Hacker Media stylish, but certainly, I don't want to say with more whiz-bangs, because that's not something that looks...
Maybe some Java that you, highlight over something and, a sound happens or
something that looks really
picture pops up.
Visually attractive.
Right.
With a lot of really...
Even if it's pre-made, I don't care.
With a lot of really good graphics work. That's what I'd like.
And I don't want to see one post. I don't want to see one post with a link that tells me where to learn how to do this or where I can get a pre-made page that I can edit, because I will not. I am too lazy to do this. I don't have time to do any work myself. So I want one of you to do this for us. Don't tell me where to do it. First person to do that is going to get bashed on the next show. Tell you that right now.
And banned. Banned from the site.
That's right.
So don't do it.
We know how to do that.
We do. That's the one thing we do know how to do. God damn it. We're going to ban
noobs.
Ban noobs all day. All day and all night.
Ugh.
So don't do it. Do the work for us. We'll give you a shout out on the air. We'll let you put up a tiny ad if you run a company.
Then you can put up an ad. We'll even talk about it in our show. A little bit.
Tiny bit.
We'll mention it for a second.
We'll write it in the notepad that we use to prep for the show. You will have a reserved spot in that notepad.
You want to hear a Squizzy show prep notes, listeners?
Let's hear them.
All right. For this show... I pull up our notepad, and this is extensive work we do pre-show.
This is the first time that we've done this, and I'm
and
not
used
sure,
it.
Not sure if it's paid off, but
yeah, we'll see. This was our first pre-show, because normally we just set the mics up and we go, but we wrote something down this time, and this is our show notes: urinal poop, school shootings, STDs, and hyphens if there's time.
Those are parentheses.
Parentheses. What am I thinking? Hyphens is what I was thinking. That's why I said it. And then after that,
read
is
it.
Niggers moving in on your goddamn street. Shit. And this is what I guess we're going to hit on next. So Lord Barton wants us to talk about, now here's his post. Oh, and please insult those coloreds that move in on the corner for my 85-year-old next-door neighbor for me. She's really pissed about all that bass.
Oh, I see.
Now, I have experience with this. Colored people. What kind of word is this?
I don't know.
So politically correct. Anyway, I had firsthand experience with coloreds moving in down the street from family members and stuff.
Can we not call them coloreds? Can we just call them black people?
Black people moving in down the street. We know they're black. All Even right. Mexicans. It could be Mexicans.
Mexicans are.
No, I guess not colored.
Not really. They're tan. They're very tan.
The difference in bass would, however, be, you know, a Mexican moves on the corner and be like, bom, 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 bom. Because that's the background of every single Spanish song. They always say corazón. Mi corazón.
Okay.
Somewhere. And the black people, everyone knows the rap sounding BDD bass.
Yeah.
I think that it would be worse to have black people down the street than Mexicans.
Right.
In this case, I think it is black people. Now, what happens is, not just to streets, but to entire towns, is that the more black people that move in, the worse that town becomes. It's proven. I'm not, you know, this isn't a racist statement. This is true. Everywhere that there is a lot of black people, that place is shit. And that place is gross, and it smells,
have
and there's robberies.
Have you been to Africa?
Look, that place sucks. Africa is suck.
Go there.
It's the worst.
Go there.
Out of all of the places.
Try not to get a disease. I challenge you.
Yeah.
That's your squizzy challenge.
95% of the people have AIDS and everything else. It's the worst place. Why? Why? Because they're black. What other reason? Why is it that neighborhoods made of black people are the suck neighborhood that no one wants to be in? Now, where my grandma lives.
He's right.
Where my grandma lives, Jonesboro. Jonesboro, Louisiana. Such a quaint, awesome town. All the old folks know each other.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's nice to everyone. It's just amazing. I've grew up there half my life, you know, just going to my grandma's house over the summers. More and more black people have started moving in. They just recently got like a Burger King and a McDonald's. No, they've had the McDonald's forever. They just recently got a Burger King. Black people work there.
Okay.
People don't like to go to the Burger King. People would rather go to the McDonald's.
Well, it's because McDonald's is a better chain.
Yeah, but Burger King is run by the black people. And the black people move in, and the old people talk about the black people moving in.
That's what old people do, though.
And it's like, oh, all those colored people moving in down the street.
Uh-huh.
Man, why are they so horrible? Why do they steal my things and play loud music? Why do they do that?
You're right. You're right. I think, you know, old people notice it more.
Old people can. Because that's one thing that some reason a lot of blacks have is respect for old people.
For old black people?
Sometimes old white people, too.
Really?
I think so. From what I can tell, you know, I think they do. Do they have respect for anyone?
Themselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Do they have more respect? Black people deserve the least respect and have more respect for themselves than anyone else has. The worst of black people will have more respect for themselves than I do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It doesn't make me angry.
It doesn't make me angry because I've dealt with it in my life. You know what? I don't have a problem with black people. I have a problem with black attitude, and I have a problem with a person who thinks that it's cool, it's okay to come into a predominantly calm and peaceful neighborhood and blare your music. Why? No reason other than to establish your presence. And that typically seems to be what is in, you know, black people's...
They play the loud music. Hey, I'm black and I'm here and you can't do anything about it. You say anything, I'll call you racist.
Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There's more rape involved. But, yeah. That's... I got no problem if a black person moves in next to me, gets his mail, says hello. How you doing there, Bob?
Say hello in the morning, mows their lawn.
That's great.
And stuff. They're not going to do that. You know it. A black person moves in next to you, you might as well just go ahead and move out, because it's going to suck, for sure.
It's going to be loud.
It's going to be loud music. They're going to have people over. You're going to try and ask them to turn it down, and they're going to give you a bad attitude and be snooty to you, and You know this is going
to
happen.
You know who I would love to live next to? Chinese people.
Mm-hmm. I did. In my old house in Plano, there was a Chinese person across the yard from us. And it was the most relaxing thing, because every morning they're out there doing their freaking Tai Chi.
Yeah.
And I like that. They do nothing. They go inside. They come out in the morning, walk around the block, do Tai Chi. I can watch them eat popcorn, get relaxed.
It's like you're in the zone with them.
There can be... And the cool thing about Chinese people that I've recently thought about is that a lot of the times it's a big family living together. It won't generally be just an old Chinese couple. It'll be like Chinese couple, their kids, and their kids' kids. They all live there.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, but they're so...
And that's somewhat respectful.
They're so respectful. Yeah, they always take care of their old people. Mm. You know? Chinese people don't go to nursing homes. I've been to a lot of nursing homes before.
Never Chinese. And never Asians in general.
They rarely put their old people in nursing homes because it's the respect thing that they take care of them in their old age until they die.
Right.
So there's this whole family.
I heard that they don't even bury them.
No, they cremate them.
They keep them in the bed out of respect until they completely decompose into the sheets. And then they wear the sheets on their heads.
It sounds made up.
In a ceremonial... I read it in a book. I can't remember. It happens.
Book,
it happens.
Book that you made up, you wrote yourself.
Sure it was a book.
Sure it wasn't.
Nothing at all.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so, I mean, I don't have any solution for it. I mean, we can talk about it on Squizzy. There really is no solution. I haven't figured out how to deal.
I know what the solution is. The solution is to wait 30 years for the culture to change. That's what the solution is.
Their culture hasn't changed.
It will change.
They've been killing each other for years.
It'll change. Just like you know, Asian culture has certainly changed to from, you know, nice and sort of upstanding, and now they're more, I think they're sort of the flashiest of the races now.
Yeah, very flashy, but still somehow nice about it.
Right. I think that, you know, they'll be considerate once. See, they're just now starting to move out of their ghettos, starting to get, you know,
probably
good.
Not.
They are for they're just now. We're starting to see that more push for black people to get into middle upper class.
I haven't seen it at all. I haven't seen
down your street. You'll find a few black people. All right, they do live there. They're just starting to now achieve that success.
I guess.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm for the black man. I'm for you black people.
Yes.
But
I would love, there's nothing more that I love than to be able to not lock my doors when a black person walks by my car when I'm in it at a stoplight. Because I don't do that if it's a white person.
I don't either.
And if I could have that security and safety, knowing that, that would be a good world.
I think that once... See, because they're coming from the ghettos, they keep their ghetto habits.
It's not a ghetto habit. It's black culture. They're loud.
But it extends... You see it in Mexicans, too. You see it in Mexicans that lived in the ghetto. Not that Mexicans that lived in Mexican communities in poor Mexican apartment houses. But you see it just in the ghetto. It's a ghetto
culture.
Where
do the Mexicans get that from? Black people.
They get it... From
where ghettos come from? Black people.
Not just black people. They're Irish people. People in the ghetto. That's where the whole thug gangster attitude, stand up for yourself, make a presence so you don't get run down, is a ghetto attitude.
But why is it that black people in Plano, at my Plano school that absolutely did not live in the ghetto, were still like that? And they were never in the ghetto.
All right, because...
cool thing to do.
Because the black media still portrays that.
Yeah, they do.
That's what I think.
And it's getting worse and worse. The way I think of it, I don't think we see it as much because of the way we run our lives. But all I can say is that there are more and more rap stations.
They are.
On the radio.
You're right. There are a lot more.
Which tells me that they're getting more popular.
Which
tells me that rap's getting more popular. If rap's getting more popular... black attitude is getting more popular.
But at the same time, we see that sort of not really punk and not really emo and not really rock genre of music, like, I guess, like The Killers.
Yeah.
That type of band is that music's becoming really popular again with white people.
It is getting more popular. Even on our alternative stations and everything, there was a point where they were getting more towards like Limp Bizkit style stuff.
And that faded. People got past that.
But there's still more. I don't know. It's like things are becoming more separated because now you have like the emo, Postal Service, the Shins, different types of music like that, which is getting popular on one end of the spectrum, and rap is getting more popular on the other end of the spectrum. There's going to be a war.
The spectrum? What?
What?
What? You said spectrum, and then you said spectrum. I was just wondering if that was like a...
Spectrum. Anyway.
All right. No.
I'm saying there's going to be a war.
There's going to be a clash of the cultures. It's going to be interesting to see who wins. I think that we're pretty much firmly dominant on the Shins Postal Service side. We're very.
There's more people that like rap. If you go to college and stuff, you'll see more of that.
But I think that movies like Napoleon Dynamite, mm-hmm. over movies like Triple X, or this like Hustle and Flow movie, mm-hmm. you can definitely.
I think we're
winning that cultural war.
I think the youth is
tired.
The next culture is going to be better than this culture we're in now.
I think you're right.
Because of movies like Napoleon Dynamite, Garden State.
These are movies that are extremely popular in high schools.
Yeah.
They're very popular.
Sure.
This is not just the 20-something crowd.
Yeah.
Popular with the young kids too.
All right.
I think we're winning the battle against Thug Life.
Hope so.
I do too.
I'm tired of it.
Tired of it too.
My sister's up here making symbols, like mouth gesture-y thing.
I think she's having trouble breathing, is what that was.
I can't breathe. She's dying. On with the show.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's just our.
You know?
That's how we
never
got
had a black
that.
Person comment.
Well, how do we know?
Well, they obviously, if a black person was listening to our show, if they were offended, I would hope they would comment.
Rafik has heard our show. Rafik's heard the show.
What's
he's
he
black.
Think? What does he think?
I don't know. I try to avoid it. Every time he's like, dude, what's that show for that? What's the link for that show that you guys do? I go AFK. Because I don't want to mess with it. I don't need it.
I want to see a black person comment, a real black person.
We just want to know if they
get offended.
I want to know if we're right.
I've known black people that would say yes, and then they're the type of black person that's going to be like, you're racist and slavery and reparations and hate. I hate those type of black people.
Looking for excuses.
Yeah. But talk to black people like Bill Cosby. They know what's up.
Bill Cosby is a hero.
I love Bill Cosby.
He is a hero. Sorry? I
also love The House of Cosbys. It's a show on channel101.com. The House of Cosby. Theo!
And on that note, probably are going to head out here pretty soon.
Yes.
Got dinner waiting for us, which is nice. It's nice to come home from a long day's work of radio.
Yep.
To dinner. Mm-hmm. Here's something I'd like to comment on. His dad comes home.
Uh-huh.
From, a few hours of shopping. There's the standard things, ramen, meat, crackery substance. Mm-hmm. And no less than 18 bottles. 2 liters of Diet Coke.
He drinks an entire bottle every day. He drinks a bottle of Diet, a 2 liter bottle of Diet Coke every day. And he has, as long as I've known him. He's the Coca-Cola giant. My dad is a gigantic man. not like fat wise or anything.
He's just big. He's a big guy.
His arm is the size of my leg. Just in like size, bone and muscle.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And he's always drank huge amounts of Diet Coke.
Your dad would be an amazing boxer.
He's just a big guy. Like, I don't care how good you are at fighting. Like, when someone is as big as that, if they hit you, it's like a brick wall hitting you in the face.
Yeah.
At full speed.
But, you know, on that note, there is something else that I'd like to point out.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah's leg. He's on my chair.
All right. You pointed it out.
I pointed it out.
I didn't really even have to have it on your chair because we have
this giant bed, which
I prefer your chair. I prefer to put my feet on you.
On that hard plastic.
Yeah.
Over the soft, cushiony pillow of the bed. Makes sense. That makes sense.
That's what I do. It's my passion.
It's your passion. We all have passion. We all have dreams. We all have aspirations.
But not me.
Alright. Well, my butt is starting to hurt in this chair, so we are going to go ahead and finish up this episode of Squizzy Radio, episode 23. It's been a good episode.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening.
Comments, suggestions, criticisms, squizzymedia.com.
SQIZZYmedia.com. If you are in an exotic location, please remember, write Squizzy Media somewhere and take a picture of it.
And there will be something special for the people that post pictures.
There will be something special. We will write you a song.
Yeah. If
exclusive.
Every person that submits a photo forum post relating to Squizzy Media will have a song written about them. Not specifically about them, but all together will be in one song mentioned somehow.
But only if you do the pictures.
Yeah, only if you do
only the pictures.
Only the pictures. It's the picture post that we want.
And
we'll put you in a song.
Landmarks are better. Landmarks are good.
Landmarks are good.
So
they have to be related to Squizzy somehow.
If you live in Paris, Eiffel Tower. Squizzy Media, on a sign.
You have to be holding a sign that says Squizzy Media.
Eiffel Tower, I want to see you there. That's what I want. All right, so we are going to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thanks so much for listening. As always, this is Izzy saying Spadoinkle.
Spadoinkle.